Now, I've got to prepare myself to pronounce this correctly. An iron works in Tredegar. Yes, you heard that right. Changed the face of American history. Has been recognised by his hometown in Blaenau Gwent. Our Gwent Valley's reporter, Paul Heaney, has been looking into his story.
It's the earliest example of a planned industrial town in the United Kingdom. It happens to be also one of the highest above the sea level, about 330 metres above sea level.
Tredegar in Blaenau Gwent has an interesting history for lots of reasons. But walking through the town centre with Peter Morgan-Jones from the local historical society, I learn about a lesser-known part of the town's legacy, an engineer called Rhys Davis. He's been honoured with a new plaque on the side of the Cambrian pub.
Little is known about Rhys Davis outside this town. Indeed, very little is known about Rhys Davis within this town. This man was trained in this town. He became a millwright. He became an engineer. He went then, joined the army. He became a member of the Corps of Engineers. He ended up in France. He worked with Marshal Marmont, who was one of Napoleon's marshals. Of course, Napoleon was gone by that time. But Marmont was building ironworks in France. Rhys Davis assisted him. Following that, Rhys Davis ends up in 1833 in Richmond, Virginia, USA. And there he's commissioned to build an ironworks. And he builds this works. The proprietors are so absolutely delighted with what he's done that they decide to honour the town that produced such a man. And so they call their new ironworks across the Atlantic Tredegar. No, that's not true. They called it Tredegar, being Americans, Tredegar. So on one side of the Atlantic you had Tredegar Ironworks, on the other side Tredegar Ironworks. And that ironworks in Richmond, Virginia, changed American history.
But why did Rhys Davis travel all the way to America to build an ironworks?
Francis Dean, the man who started our Tredegar Ironworks, he didn't ask for a man from Wales. He didn't ask for a man from Tredegar, Wales. He asked for Rhys Davies specifically.
From Richmond in Virginia in the USA, Nathan Madison from the American Civil War Center tells me Rhys Davis had a massive impact on the area.
So is it fair to say the young man from the South Wales Valleys changed US history to a certain extent?
Absolutely, absolutely, in a number of ways. If this Tredegar Ironworks wasn't here in Richmond, it's questionable if the capital of the Confederacy would have been moved to Virginia, to Richmond in particular, to be close to this real central part of Confederate infrastructure and industry was this Tredegar Ironworks. Richmond's role in the Civil War was drastically changed by the presence of Tredegar that Davies helped found. And after the war, the South was struggling to rebuild and replace a lot of the infrastructure that was destroyed during the war. And it's questionable if a lot of that would have happened if it wasn't for Tredegar being there.
Back at the Cambrian pub in Tredegar, I wondered how many people drinking inside had heard about the man whose name now sits on the outside wall of their local.
I don't think it's widely common knowledge within the town, which I think is a bit of a shame, because obviously the links with iron and steel that thrive from Tredegar, Sahowie Ironworks, Tredegar Iron and Coal Company, all of those were part of the Industrial Revolution.
Before the plaque went up, did many people heard of him or knew who he was?
No, not until the plaque went up. Now we're curious.
What about yourself? Had you heard of Rhys Davis before?
No, I hadn't heard of him before at all.
Being quite young, don't really know too much about him. So,
did many people know about him before the plaque went up?
Yeah, people were surprised. Not a lot of people knew about him. He was pretty obscure over here. He's more popular in America. More people have known about him over there than over here, even though he started off here. So
Rhys Davis may not have been the best known of Tredegar's sons, but Peter Morgan-Jones hopes the new plaque will keep alive the stories of the people from this town who changed history around the world.
I'd like people to think that we did, as this tiny town, the small town on the edge of the coal field, that we did have enormous impact through the people we produced. Something about this place, something about this town, the air, the environment, whatever it was, produced the most incredible people, ranging, to take but a few, from Rhys Davis, Daniel Gooch, and of course coming down to Anilin Bevan. There's something in this place that does that, and I don't know what that is. It may be the air, it may be the rain, I don't know.
It's probably the rain. Time now to look at the papers and to help us.